Sidra. The shutters in Tack's shop were closed, and the door was locked, too, but he did not look comfortable. He stared at the scrib being offered to him as if it might bite. "You're serious," he said. Sidra gave the scrib an encouraging little wiggle. The tethering cable attached to the back of the kit's head bobbed in tandem. "Come on," she said. "It'll be easy. I'll talk you through every step." Tack rubbed his eyes. "Sidra, if I fuck this up, it would be bad, yes, but I don't think you will. I know exactly what to do. Why aren't you asking Pepper to do this?"
"I'm not entirely sure," she said. "I can't give you a clear answer because I don't know. I'm more comfortable asking you."
"She's a tech, at least."
"Yes, but she's not a comp tech, and she's never been to school. She's not fluent in Lattice. I am."
Sidra made the kit look as reassuring as she could manage. "Tack, it'll only take an hour. Maybe two. You're acting like this is surgery."
"It is surgery. Explain to me how this isn't surgery."
Sidra moved the kit closer to him. "Look," she said, pushing the scrib his way. Crisp lines of code lay waiting on screen, a small snippet of everything she was made of. "Right there, those six lines. That's where we start. I will tell you where to cut them, what to enter in their place, and where to go from there."
Tack's cheeks simmered with indecisive gray. "I still don't get why you can't do this. You can tell me how to alter your code, but you can't change it yourself."
"That's right. I can't edit my own code."
"Why?"
"Because I can't edit my own code. That's a hard rule."
"But you're sitting here telling me to do it. Telling me how to do it. The end result is the same. That doesn't make sense."
"Sure it does. Possessing knowledge and performing an action are two entirely different processes."
The kit smiled at him. "After we make these changes, you will never have to do this again. I'll be able to edit my code by myself if I want to. I just have to get a few protocols out of the way first, and for that, I need you."
She set the scrib in the kit's lap and took Tack's hand.
"I did a simulation of this exact thing for class, with a copy of my own code."
Tack's eyes widened.
"You didn't tell them that, did you?"
Sidra wasn't sure whether to laugh or feel insulted.
"Of course not."
"Well, I don't know. Maybe they asked you the wrong question, or..."
"Stars, no! I said it was code taken from the Lovelace monitoring system, which is entirely true. More importantly, my professor reviewed my work, the exact steps I'm about to talk you through, and he said it was perfect. I know this will work."
"So, you can copy your code and edit that, but you can't edit the code inside your own core."
Tack's entire face was a frown. The kid gave an exasperated smile.
"Tack, please."
She reached out and touched the implant in his forehead, ringed with faded scar tissue. "You think your fathers didn't worry when they sent you in to have something implanted in your brain? You think their fathers didn't worry too?" Tack said nothing for 5 seconds. A pale, caring blue filled his cheeks.
"Damn it. All right. Okay."
He placed his hand atop the kit's and sighed again.
"I need some mech first.